What is the best way, the most efficient way of making a company lose its value? Just hand it over to the government to run it. Or even if the government set it up, let the government run it forever. Now that is something that is entirely in the hands of the government. And because governments in India, the bureaucracies, the political class, they've been completely disinclined to let go of these milch cows. What's happened in the process is these milch cows now yield less and less milk, eat more and more fodder, if I may use that example, and in fact go fallow in no time. See what's happened to PSUs, public sector companies, since the Modi government came in. Now, this is not to say that the loss of value in PSUs started with Modi government's coming in. They've been losing value under every government, particularly as since in each sector they cease to be monopolies. So May of 2014, when the first NDA government came in, the total market cap of all public sector companies was 19.1 lakh crores. What is it now on 28th of October? That's almost updated to the last day. It is 12.2 lakh crores. So government companies have lost value of 6.9 lakh crores or almost 7 trillion rupees. This is no small change. If you want to understand this in other perspectives, once again, we go back to our favorite logic of absolutes and percentages. These are absolute figures. Percentages. In May of 2014, these PSUs, they accounted for 22.8% of all the value of BSE, that is Bombay Stock Exchange, all the companies listed on Bombay Stock Exchange. Today they account for only 7.7%. So this is a loss of nearly 15 percentage points, not 15%. 15% over 22.8 would be just over 3.5. No, not 15%, 15 percentage points. So from 22.8% to corporate India's value, in a way, PSUs have gone down from 22.8% to 7.7%. Now, if you look at all the indices, and where am I speaking from? I'm speaking from a story that my colleague Ramya Nair has done, and I'm sharing that story with you. Please read that story, and I'm also using graphics from that story. Now, if you see the data, it is quite telling that in these 6 years, all BSE listed companies, now this is important, you might say, oh, PSUs have lost value. Shekhar Gupta is against PSUs, or Shekhar Gupta is too much of a free marketeer, or Shekhar Gupta is whatever. You can choose your adjective for me or your epithet for me. You might say that why are you only targeting the PSUs? Because it looks like we've been living through shambles, there's a pandemic, many things have happened. So it could be that all companies have lost value. So why victimize or focus only on PSUs? Now, if you look at the data, that is not the truth. In fact, the truth is absolutely to the contrary. In the same period, BSE listed companies, all BSE listed companies have added 89% to their value. All the Sensex companies, that is 30 companies in these 6 years, have added 87% to their value. While BSE, all companies have added 89%, and Sensex companies 87%, that is almost doubling their value in 6 years. So it's not as if the markets under Modi government have done very badly. They've done quite well. Doubling in 6 years is a pretty good return. But in the same period, PSUs which belong to the government have lost value by 36%. So while your peers have gone up by 89%, you've come down by 36%. That is the difference. So if you look at Ramya's data, that is straight data, it tells you that the loss of value, absolute value for PSUs has been 6.9 lakh crores or about 7 trillion crores. But if you look at the data that my friend, and such as he is, Sunil Jain, the editor of Financial Express, put out, it is 21 lakh crores that PSUs have lost 21 lakh crores in value in these 6 years relatively. Now, you might say, he's saying 21 lakh crores, your correspondent is saying 7 lakh crores. Is your correspondent wrong or is Sunil Jain wrong? Now, much as I'd like to prove Sunil Jain wrong, because, you know, I adore him. He's an adorable friend, but he's also an adorable rogue. So I'd love to prove him wrong. I say that affectionately. Now, if you look at his data, he's done it very well because he has seen what would the value have been if PSUs had also grown in their worth as the other companies had done. If that was the case, then PSUs today would be 21 lakh crores or 21 trillion rupees worth more than what they are now. So the loss of value that we as citizens, because citizens are the shareholders of these companies, that's why they are called public sector and they are given this exalted status, unfortunately, in our old socialist mindset. So that is the value that government companies have lost this in this period. Now, I can give you more data again from Ramya's story, and you can see the graphic also as it comes up. Compare the PSU index or PSU progress or lack of progress or decline with all the other indices in the same period. Small cap index of our Bombay Stock Exchange has risen by 365%. So the value of small caps, which was about 4,83,000 crores in May 2014, is now 22,44,000 crores. So almost gone up four times. Then you go back to the Sensex. I told you the Sensex has gone up by 87%, but the value, absolute value, from 41,62,000 crores to nearly 78 lakh crores. So from about 42 trillion rupees to 78 trillion rupees, almost double. All BSE listed from about 84 trillion rupees or 84 lakh crore rupees to 158 lakh crore rupees or 158 trillion rupees. So almost doubled. Small cap, I told you, from about 4,90,000, you can say 5 lakh crores, to now 22,44,000 crores. And then you look at mid-caps. Mid-caps, you will find that they fluctuate a lot. Mid-caps have also gone up by 66% in this period, from 13,31,000 crores to 22,09,000 crores. And if you just look at BankEx, because a PSU index, a lot of the value there comes from PSU banks. And I will give you some more data on banks. That BankEx, a bank index of banking stocks, has gone up from 8,93,000 crores to 16,85,000 crores. So that has almost doubled by 89%. See what's happened to public sector banks. State Bank of India started out at 3.05 lakh crores. Today it's 1.7 lakh crores. So that is how government companies lose value. And if you look at the other nationalized banks, you will see the same situation. In fact, big banks, PNB, Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda, Canara, they are all in the 30,000 crore ballpark. I told you the daddy of all banks, State Bank of India, is 1.7 lakh crores. Look at HDFC Bank, relatively a new private sector bank, is actually four times as much, if not five. In fact, it's close to that, and the gap is increasing. Even a young bank and a smaller bank like Axis Bank in value is just a little less than State Bank of India. Now, you might say the value means nothing, but once you list companies, then shareholder value is the market cap. And market cap tells you whether the shareholder value, shareholder wealth has gone up or it's come down. And you will see a consistent pattern that wherever the government has kept control over a company, it has lost value. In fact, in most cases, these companies haven't gone bankrupt. simply because the government is there, the government has access to Consolidated Fund of India and to all our taxes, and they keep on shoving bad money, good money after bad money, as has happened with PSU banks. Every few years, government now throws a couple of lakh of crores as equity in public sector banks just to keep them going. If they had private sector shareholders, either they would have gone bankrupt or they would have been fixed by now. See Axis Bank. Axis Bank was, the way it was structured, it was quite cleverly done that it was not fully a public sector bank, but it was UTI Bank to begin with. But as it evolved, it was made much more into a privately run bank, and government got out of the way. That is why its market cap today, its value today, is getting close to State Bank of India. There is no comparison in size, the size of business, the size of the loan book, nothing. But this tells you what happens when government runs a business. There are other businesses with the government which are monopolies, and you would have imagined these will be doing brilliantly. So that the biggest monopoly of all monopolies as yet is Coal India Limited. Coal India is also losing value. Why? Because every now and then you can see government vacuums money out of it. So anytime government needs a few thousand crores of rupees, they go to their cash rich PSUs and take this money from them, either through share buyback or special dividends, which means the PSUs are left with no money to invest and to expand and to compete in the marketplace. And second, their shareholders and investors who are in the private sector, these are listed companies, they think, hey boss, ye sarkar mera interest to dekhegi nahi. Jab dil karega, they will vacuum the company, or they will tell one company to acquire another. We saw what happened with ONGC. ONGC was made to acquire HPCL. Both of these were blue chip companies. It acquired HPCL for 37,000 crores. Bulk of the money Government of India took to fund its own deficit, and we don't know where it went, because Government of India is a huge bottomless pit. Money can disappear in lakhs of crores there. So that money disappeared. In the process, what has also happened is that ONGC, which had a valuation of nearly 3.5 lakh crores in May of 2014, is today a fraction of that. It was 3.49 lakh crores on May 23, 2014. Today, it is just 87,000 crores. So, about 1/4 of what it was. And this is the crown jewel of Government of India, a near monopoly for a very long time in areas of its own operation. Now, what has the government done? Government is saying that it is going to get, and this came out as part of the pandemic packages, because a crisis gives a government the opportunity to take many difficult decisions. That's how the new reform on labor laws and agricultural laws came in, and these are very strong reformist, brave changes, which we have welcomed wholeheartedly. Also in Kattak letter, I have in fact done an entire Kattak letter each on agricultural reforms and labor reforms, in spite of the fact that there was so much criticism from all over. These are big reforms. But it was in this period, when the country faced such a big economic crisis, that the Modi government also made one more brave announcement. And that announcement was, government will divest or liberate into the private sector all the companies it currently runs, except in 18 strategic sectors. Even in these strategic sectors, in any sector, government will not keep more than 4 companies. So say if there are 13 companies in the oil and energy sector, then does it mean the government will sell 9? Or it's a question that Sunil Jain asked in the Financial Express, or will this mean another sleight of hand whereby some ONGC will buy some HPCL, and soon you will have, instead of 13, you will have 4. But basically, government would have been picking its own pocket. So you take, steal money from this pocket, pick your right pocket to put money in your left pocket. The left pocket is also pocket also has a hole. So that is now, that is something that we are now looking forward to. What will the government do? Now, there's a cabinet paper which has been moved, justifying the need for this privatizations, and Ramya's story has some details on that. And that cabinet paper says that 7 major central public sector enterprises, 7, and these are all crown jewels. 7 of them are trading today at below their book value. What is book value? Book value roughly is total assets of a company with liabilities and intangible assets deducted from that. So how can a company be valued at less than its book value? That means there is no value to the enterprise, to the market position, to the brand, to the prospects of that company. So 7 of crown jewels of Government of India and of people like us, the taxpayers, are today valued below their book value. And if I just read out the names to you, particularly if you are not people who are specialists in the markets, you will be astounded that these companies can be doing so badly. So hold your breath or get some popcorn, whatever you want. BHEL, Bharat Heavy Electronics Limited, Indian Oil Corporation, National Hydel Power Corporation, that is NHPC, NTPC, National Thermal Power Corporation, ONGC, Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, Power Finance Corporation, Steel Authority of India Limited. These 7 companies account for 44% of all market cap of PSUs. And yet, all 7 are quoting, are valued at below their market value. Now, what happens when government lets go of companies? See what's happened with Hindustan Zinc, for example, Balco, companies that government of India sold. The residual shareholding that Government of India has in those companies today is so much more than the value of many of these companies. I'm surprised why the government is not selling that shareholding and taking that money off the table, because it is their money. Now, a very good example is Titan, the parent of Tanishq, whose commercial recently made news and became controversial. That was a commercial of a Hindu woman married into a Muslim family. Now, Titan was a company owned by Tamil Nadu government, which was valued at almost nothing. It was dying. Who thought a watch company in India had any future anymore? Because the other PSU watch company, HMT, Hindustan Machine Tools, had also died, especially in its watch business. So what happened? Tamil Nadu government, or somebody in Tamil Nadu government, had the foresight of bringing in the Tatas. They did not sell the highest shareholding to the Tatas. Tamil Nadu government still has the highest shareholding, but they had the magnanimity and good sense to accept that, look, we can't run a business. A government can't run a business, so let the Tatas run it. So today, the Tamil Nadu government owns more shares in the companies than the Tatas. In fact, Tamil Nadu government is the largest shareholder. But they don't interfere in the management. In the process, do you know what is the value of the 27% shareholding that Tamil Nadu government is left within Titan? It is worth more than 30,000 crores. In fact, anytime Tamil Nadu government is short of money, they can mortgage these shares and raise money from the market. So this is what happens when governments give up their hubris and governments give up their power hunger. So it's not enough to list these companies on the market. Listing is a good idea, because that makes you, at least once your company is listed, even I can hold this mirror up to you and say, see, you are destroying value for your own shareholders who are citizens of India. But beyond that, for them to realize their real value, governments have to learn to give up control. And that is what we are waiting for now. And I think after labor reform and agriculture reform, if Modi government can push this forward, then I would say that this will prove its credentials towards being genuinely reformist. Because you are only a reformist when you give up power which is in your own control, or when you give up wealth which is in your own control. So I will give you an example. When P. Chidambaram, the former finance minister, he published his first book, which was based on his columns that we published then in Indian Express. That book release took place at Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's house. And Prime Minister Manmohan Singh made a very good point. He said, look, the test of a real reformer, or the test of a reformist mindset, is when somebody in the government is willing to give up his own powers. And then he gave us the example of how Chidambaram was the commerce minister in that 1991 cabinet, the big reform cabinet, and how he then presided over dismantling his own empire, that is the various directorates and boards controlling exports, imports, etc., etc., in the Ministry of Commerce. So Dr. Manmohan Singh said that shows a reformist mindset. So for Modi government to show a reformist mindset, they have to let go. This is very tempting. The reason Air India is still continuing with the government is that someone or the other doesn't want it to go, because it's such a nice gravy train for the bureaucracy and politicians. They don't want to let go. It is very seductive. So if Modi government can do it, it's a big thing. And I will conclude with something, a line which is a well-known line in our culture, but it's something that one of Narendra Modi's cabinet colleagues, Nitin Gadkari, uses often, which is, jis desh ka raja vyapari, us desh ki praja bhikhari. That if the emperor in a kingdom runs businesses, his subjects are bound to get bankrupted and bound to become beggars. So once again, all this data proves that point to you all over again.